Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A headline for you, Alan. Trump rejects new sanctions against Russia, changing course, leaving his UN ambassador out to dry, really.
Yes, Nikki Haley said we were going to be imposing sanctions on those nasty old Russians. And along comes Trump a day later and says, hold on, I'm not so sure this is a good idea. This, of course, is going to give ammunition to those people who believe that the Russians have something on Trump. It would be good if Trump had released his tax returns so that we could all see whether or not his business interests coincide with those of the Russians. Then there are all of those stories in the new Comey book about whether or not Trump is watching prostitutes urinate on each other. And, of course, you never know with this guy. So it could be what we call here a double, triple, quadruple fake-out. In other words, it takes an awful lot of attention away by saying that the Russians don't get the sanctions. And it may indicate that it's a way out of his other problems because it's diversion, or even if it's not true in some cases that he's going to do this. So you don't really know. We used to play a game on Fire Island called Saluji. They would throw the ball over your head and you were supposed to try to catch it, and soon the guys on either side were getting closer and closer till they could tag you out or something like that. And that is, of course, what's going on possibly here. On the one hand, the United States and the Trump administration knows that there ought to be some kind of sanctions imposed on Russia. And on the other hand, if the Russians have something on Trump, on the other side, and that could really prove very dangerous in the undoing of the president.
You mentioned the president's tax returns, but with all the leaks that have happened, not only in the administration, but just in general, is it shocking to you at all that his tax returns haven't been leaked?
Yes, it is. They got 1 year. Remember, Rachel Maddow had something a while back, and there really wasn't anything significant that we learned, but that was only one very small peek in. Now, David, we know that people are prosecuted by the government all the time for falsifying their tax returns. That means prosecutors can get them. So it might be interesting to know if Mueller has them or not.
And of course, the federal judge in New York says she may appoint a neutral lawyer now to help decide the confidentiality of items that were seized by the FBI from Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal lawyer, of course. The judge told prosecutors yesterday, Allen, to begin cataloging evidence while a system is set up to ensure that items protected by attorney-client privilege aren't disclosed to investigators. We're hearing that President Trump is more concerned about this than the Russian investigation.
Well, I suppose so. So one of the things that one would have to wonder is who the federal judge will appoint to oversee this. If there is a special master, as they call them, it will all depend on what kind of person that is. And I suspect that's going to be a pretty fair person who will probably, in the end, allow the use of this material.
To New York, where the Republican nomination for governor seems to be narrowing. We see Senator John DeFrancisco acknowledging now that Republican Mark Molinaro, Dutchess County executive, after receiving the Conservative Party's endorsement, has the momentum.
Yes, he does. He's an attractive candidate, David. And DeFrancisco obviously knows that with the Conservative Party giving the nod to Molinaro, you can't win in New York without both the Conservative and the Republican lines to run on. So DeFrancisco is bowing to the inevitable, I think, although he's not pulled out altogether yet. So Molinaro's chances are frankly looking up. I'm going to tell you why. Now that the Working Families Party has given the nod to Cynthia Nixon, David, that will be a pull away from Cuomo of some voters who don't like the governor. And so while in blue state New York in a Trump year, I think it's inevitable that the governor will be reelected, it is going to be more of a fight than a lot of people anticipated because the perceived more moderate Republican will be running, ironically with Conservative Party support. So I would say the Republican has, you know, a better shot, although I don't think this is the year for a Republican to win.
In the era of, quote, fake news, we see the Pulitzer Prizes released yesterday, Alan, and the staffs of the New York Times and Washington Post were honored for their work on the unfinished story now of the Russian investigation, specifically that the Attorney General Sessions had spoken to the Russian-American ambassador during the presidential election, contradicting his confirmation hearing testimony. Your thoughts on the value of journalism at this time?
Well, obviously, it's imperative that our journalists and our best journalists keep going. The New York Times and the Washington Post, and frankly, a lot of other people have done extraordinary work here. And the Times, the Washington Post, and the others who received it deserve it.